So now we're up to is the second answer of Tosus is that why is it that when it comes to the four cups, we say the first, you lean on the first two, because the cups, the leaning is for Sipur. And Sipur, my Davehave, after the first two, you're done. So you can't keep leaning, you're done with Sipur. It enhances the Sipur that you lean while you're telling the story, and that's the mitzvah. But after the third and fourth cup, it's history, it's over. So he says, by that logic, Tosus asks, and the same thing for matzah. Matzah is also after the story, so why are you leaning for the matzah and you don't say my Davehave? Right? So he answers, no, because by matzah, by Kosos, you already leaned for the first two. So since you already leaned for the first two, so therefore you say, now you say my Davehave. But by matzah, if you're not going to lean at all, if you're not going to lean because my Davehave, then you're not going to lean altogether for matzah. And we wouldn't want that to happen. So therefore, you just do it. But the problem is, if you're telling me that this isn't the time to lean because my Davehave, then it's not time to lean. And I don't care. What are you going to do about the leaning matzah? I don't know. What is what you want to do? Tough break. There's nothing you can do. Nothing you can accomplish. So that's kind of the problem, right? That's the problem. Who cares that you already leaned by the Dalikosos? Oh, that's why another problem. Another problem is, so then if you tell me it's like, so what's the deal? You do it on two cups? So why don't you just do it on one cup? You know, if the whole idea is you just want to do it on minimalistically on each thing, so just do it on the first cup. But Elmai, you'll tell me no, something Sipur. Right? So then on matzah, and there's the other problem, is on matzah, he seems to hold that you do it on both matzahs. The matzah of the first Kazayas and also on the Afikoman. So if you're trying to just be minimalistic here, just say once I did it on the Yotzei. So why do I do it on the matzah twice? Okay, so let me just, something like this. I think it's similar to a mark I'm at, what you guys both saying. Although you're saying a little bit different, but I'm kind of putting them both together. That the mitzvah, whereas the other manda amar, the other first answer, was saying is that you want it to be a night of the night of cheiros. That's the idea of the unexpressed cheiros tonight, right? So he says how cheiros is a way to eat. So what do? You take the meal, the major meal of the night, and you make that a meal of cheiros. And what's the meal? The meal is by the bread. So therefore you lean on the bread. That's the main thing. It's like you're defining the night as a cheiros through, like, the se'udas halayla. Right? Every night has a meal. Right? There's a meal of a time period. And you relate to that entity. But the second answer is saying is, like, you could look at the night of Seder as, like, a night of a se'uda and a night of achila. But you could also look at it as, like, a night of mitzvos. It's like a different kind of a way of looking at the night. Is that it's true. It's true you have a meal, but it's like a halachic laila. It's a laila of mitzvahs. And mitzvahs achila. So, you could say if you want to define the night as a night of cheiros, what you want to do is you want to take all the various mitzvahs halaila and weave cheiros, weave haseba into that. And that's how you define the night. It's like there's two ways of looking at the night. You can look at the night insofar as the mitzvahs themselves, or you can look at the night as the achila salayla, as the seuda, achila salayla, and you could qualify the night via the seuda, or you could qualify it via directly to the mitzvahs themselves. There's like two different ways of defining, of imbuing, cheiros into the night. Well, according to the first slide, he's saying is that it isn't a layla of mitzvahs, but since you want to express cheiros, and cheiros is a method of eating, it's a rich man's eating, so you want to go straight for the eating of the night. It's true there are mitzvahs, but the nature of what haseba is a type of eating. And it's the way a free man eat. So what's the main idea of haseba then is insofar as the ikar suda, is the meal of a rich man. So you're making this, part of the seder is the meal, the feast, and the feast of the seder should be the feast of a rich man. So it's like, it's more primarily haseba is a phenomenon of eating and of suda. That's by its nature. But the other second answer is saying it's true, that's by its nature, but since this night is not just a feast, but it's a night of mitzvos, so therefore it doesn't go directly for the eating. It does have to do eating, But it doesn't care eating Iker Suda or not Iker Suda, as long as it's a Ma'is Achila, and it's a Ma'is Achila Shal Mitzvah. So since the night is composed of various Mitzvahs Achila of the Laila, so by weaving the Cheiros into the various Mitzvahs, now it becomes a night of Cheiros, night of eating of Cheiros. It's like two different routes to doing it. They both agree that both components exist. The question is, which root is the root by which you define the night as a night of Cheiros? Hold on. So now that's his framework. I'm saying that's sort of set up the framework of the second position. The second position is looking at it, not the Iker Suda or whatever. He's looking at his mitzvahs. Now the halacha is now you want to weave Haseva into the mitzvahs. Now given that it's woven into the mitzvahs, you have to find its place insofar as the mitzvahs, insofar as the structure of the mitzvah. So like the Rashbam says, is Mara, for instance, you can't weave it into the mitzvah of Mara. Because Mara is Zechel Avda, so you can't weave Hecheiros into the mitzvah. I mean, you can't just throw it on. Once you're putting it in and you're saying the mitzvot should contain cheiros, then you have to study the structure of the mitzvah and find the place for it within the structure of the mitzvah. See, if you're just relating to the suda, the eating, so you'll say, well, I'm eating like a free man. But now you're saying it's not tying into like the mundane suda. It's tying into the achilas shel mitzvah. It's woven into the structure of the mitzvah. Oh, so how does it weave in? So why Mara it can't? Why matzah, since it's eichel le'geula, it could? But the question is, how does it weave into the kosos? In what way is the seba woven into the mitzvah of the kosos? So there's a machlokas. Does it weave in through the fact that the kosos bring our vehicles of sipor? Or is it through the fact that the mitzvah of the kosos are vehicles of halavada? So it's like, that's what the machlokas is about. It's like, in what manner did they involve seba in the mitzvah of dalek kosos? And there's this one mitzvah of dalek kosos, but the mitzvahs, the kosos themselves, occupy different parts of the Seder. Now, as long as you have Haseba on the Dalagosos, so now you'll accomplish the fact of this Mitzvah Salayla having Haseba. But how do you do it? So the way you do it is you have to look at what the nature of the Kos is and how Haseba would function vis-a-vis the Kos. So the way it functions vis-a-vis the first two Kosos is through the fact that the Sipor includes leaning. But then you can't differentiate between the first two Kosos, first of all. And you cannot include the third and the fourth because those don't fit into that same model. So once you do the first and the first two, now you already have, though you've qualified the kosos as having the property of a seba, and the property of cheiros. So now you don't need to do it, making another method. You already, this method is exhausted because it's no longer involved in sipor. And you already have the kosos contain a seba. But by matzah, so now that's woven in differently. That's woven into the Mrs. Matzah because of its content. Because it's Zechel Gula, whatever. Whereas that mitzvah is it weaves into the Derech Achila of the Matzah. That's not included in the Matzah. And my point is, it's not intrinsically Sipur, that intrinsically Cheiros, and this is a Matt Meir was bothering you the other day. It's not that intrinsically Hasebo is part of Sipur. The Sebo is essentially an expression of freedom through in the Mitzvah Salayla. But Hasebo, but Sipur is the manner in which the Hasebo gets woven into the Kosos. That's the way in which it's woven into the Kosos. It doesn't wave into the Kosos as because they're a drink of Taivo and just drink it in a very fancy way, but it weaves into it through the halachic content of the Mitzvah of the Kosos. But by Matzah, it doesn't do that. It doesn't go through Sipur. And matzah, it just goes into the matzah itself. Chafta is a zechel gula, so therefore it weaves into it that you eat it. Derech gula, like Rashi Bamsa, like Rashi. So now you can't say my davi havi because the way it's woven into the matzah is not through a sipur. But that's his main move. Is that his havi? The whole question, assuming all leaning is sipur. He's saying then you have the problem. Say my davi havi, and the racham also. There's no leaning isn't sipur. Leaning is the first answer is then in the Iker Suda Salayla. And you're just extending it to the Kosos because of Sipur. Second answer is no, leaning is in the Mitzvah Salayla. And it's woven into the Mitzvah Salayla. Just the way it's woven into the Mitzvah of the Four Cups is through Sipur. Oh, so then you say, but the way it's woven into the Matzah is not through Sipur. It's just the Mitzvah Matzah itself. And that's why also, like you said, is the Mitzvah Matzah itself, there is no difference in the first Matzah and the last Matzah. They're both the Din in the Matzah, the Lechem of Gula, and therefore it's woven in there. When you eat the Matzah, this is how you do it. See, the Kosos have two different modes. So you can't differentiate in the first Kosos and the second Kosos. They're all on the framework of Sipur. But but you can, it doesn't, it wouldn't make sense to weave it into one and not the other. But the Seder and fourth are woven in a different way. But the two matzahs are like the first two cups. You can't really differentiate between the way in which that the seba is going to be woven into their structure. So it turns out there are really like two modes of sipur, of a seba, but not essentially. Essentially, it's one unifying theory, which is that the mitzvos halayla have to have them have to manifest the seba, and thereby you inculcate leaning into the cheres into the night. But the different mitzvos are different, and therefore the way it gets woven into the different mitzvos ends up becoming different. Right. Again, but the main chlok is in the first answer, and the second answer is, yes, the answer is the way the night becomes a night of cheres is through the mundane su'uda, the ikar su'uda. Whereas today, the second answer is, it's woven into the night through the mitzvah salayla. It doesn't just relate to the idea of a meal, but it's via the mitzvahs. So that's like we were asking yesterday, why do you need different answers? They're different. He's not sure. He's misupik about what's the proper way to view how exactly the unified theory about how to explain all these different sevas. So he brings up both answers, but they're two different. They're different. They're different ways to conceptualize the theory of the seva. You know. That's what I mean. I say the common theme about both answers, and I think Matt, this is what you were saying. You didn't get his question. The premise of the question is that the statement of Ma'adave Ave and Sipur is like that is the very definition of Haseba. Haseba exists solely as a part of Sipur. And you can't do Haseba once it's done. It's over. You can't have Yin Lean once it's done. And the answers are both saying it's not intrinsically. It's just the way the Yayin, the Haseba is woven into the Nalakosos. But that's an expression of a more unified idea. And this unified idea doesn't demand the Ma'adahave, the Sipur, when it comes to the Matzah. Whichever one of the two theories you're going with, whether it's because they pursued or it's going because of the mitzvahs. But either way, it's a particular of Yayin and Dalikosos as opposed to a general idea about, which would apply to to Haseba Chlal. You know? It's basically the logic of his answer. You know, in a sense, that's the main answer, but there are two or three different expressions of that answer. Yeah, okay, so then his third answer is that no. The reason why you could do matzah, remember the question, is that by Dalikosis you say the first two is when you're doing Sipur, after that it's over, it's history. So how do you do it on the matzah after that? So he says no, because the matzah is Zechel Cheros, Shalom Hizbuk B'tzekam Lachmetz, Anshenigalo. Right? So what's that answer? Right, like how's he answering his question? Because Dalakosos are also Zeichel Cheros. But the point is that you're done with the Haseva, with the Sipur. So how's he answering? What's he answering by matzah? Okay, something like this. Maybe it's going back on the very question. Is that he's positing a little bit of a Chiddush, but I think it sounds reasonable, that in his Sipur, there's the Sipur which you do, so it sounds similar to what we said, is like you're explicitly through your words. And then he holds it as the Sipur Ayde Maisa. There's the eating of the matzah. Matzah is Zecher Al Shem Shenegalu. Matzah Zishon Ochlam Al Shema Al Shem Shenegalu, right? Mara Al Shem Zev, right? So with the eating of the matzah is itself part of the Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim. It's like the matzah Zishon Ochlam. Is that these mitzvahs are woven into the Sipur. The Sipur is that we are eating this bread, that was the bread which the Jews ate. And when you eat it, it brings to mind the Jews. You talked about it, you said the Shosh Dvarim, and now you're eating it, and that's all. It's not part of Magid, but it's part of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim. It's like you're telling a story when you eat it. When you're eating the Maror, you're telling the story about the Maror. You're not saying it in words. You already said those words earlier, and you said that's what it was. But when you eat it, it's bringing those to mind, and it's actualizing that part of the story. So you're eating the matzah which they ate, the Maror which they ate, eating the Pesach that they ate. So that's what he's saying, is that they really are part of Sipur Yisus Mitzrayim. So therefore, it's still shayach to have Haseba, because Haseba, he's saying, is a kiyum in the Sipur, how you do the Sipur, and really are still involved in the Sipur. So the last two cups, that Sipur is done. You're already doing You're already talking about, Halel Adah, you're done with it. But he says, basically, you go right from the Magid into the mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs are expressions of the mitzvahs themselves are expressions of Sipur. It's just that it's not in words, it's the action. The action, but that's what he's saying, is it's Ksuva B'Torah. The Torah says the words, that it's Zecher of that. Right? The Ksuva Torah, Shalos B'Ksechem L'Hachmetz, Ad Shenegelo. So when you're eating it, you're eating the matzah of the Torah. The matzah of the Torah tells the story. It's Hashem Shalos B'Ksechem, so you don't have to say the words. That itself is part of the Sipur. The kid says, there's like an integral tie between the matzah and the maror and the pesach and the sipur. So it's like when you eat, and you just like the sipur has the matzah and maror, so to speak, brings with it sipur. And there's an implicit story which is involved in the achilas matzah. So since you're still tied to the sipur, so therefore the way you show the sipur is through leaning. You eat the matzah. You do it as a ben chorin, and that's telling the story of the geula which the matzah brought forth. So it was like the previous answers were going with his question, assuming that sipur is done by matzah, and then you have to give some other explanation about why we're still doing a seba or whatever. His third answer is saying, no, the whole premise of the question is off. Really, matzah itself is part of sipur. So if the matzah is part of sipur, so then you lean on it just like you lean on the first two cups. The whole question was off. No. What I'm saying is, Sipur isn't essentially a stage of the Seder. I mean, it's true that there are stages in the Seder, and you kind of think of it that way. But I'm saying Sipur is the midst of the night. And what? Oh, but I'm not saying everything you do in the night is Sipur. What I'm just saying is that it's not in the song, you're not doing Magid, you know? Kadosh Hashem covers Magid, right? But I'm saying is, but you are still involved in the midst of Sipur. Because it's Sipur de Maisa. You're acting out. You told the story and then you're acting the Sipur. But if you're doing Halal, you're not doing that. When you're doing Benjamin, you're not doing that. You've moved on. So I'm not saying everything in the night is Sipur, but what I'm saying is that it doesn't have to be under Magid in order to say that it's Sipur. This is also part of Sipur. It's a kiyum of Sipur. And I'm saying in the midst of Laila is a kiyum of Sipur. And just, right. That's what I'm saying. In the eating of the midst of Laila is a kiyum of Sipur as well. Because the Torah tells it. Why are you not saying anything? The Torah says it. The Torah tells you that's what the matzah is. And you're mefarish it 10 minutes ago when you said Yomer. Now when you eat it, it's like bringing the story home. It's concretizing, realizing the story. This, and then you eat it. That's the culmination of the story. When you eat it, you think about the rest of the story. Okay, let me just give you some questions we'll do for tomorrow. Okay, so then Tosas says, one point is Tosas says, you're telling me the matzah is reminding of Geula, but what do you mean? But it's Lechem Oni. Right? He says, yeah, but still you should eat Derech Eretz. So the question is, what's that answer? It doesn't really seem to be answering. It sounds to be, how could he tell me it's Geula, and at the same time he tells me it's Lechem Oni? So that's like, he asks a question, he doesn't really clearly answer it. That's one thing.
That's a lot more.
Alachmania, right. It's like bread of affliction, poor man's bread, right. So the same, it's like a funny, like contradictory themes. On the one hand, matzah is gula, on the other hand, matzah is like affliction, poor man's bread. So it's like a little bit, right. Rato's saying, no, anyways, eat it like a free. Eat it like a ben choron. But you could say, what do you mean? Eat it like a poor man.
Yeah.
Right. So that's what you then explain. And then the last thing I want to do is there's another Tosfos. Tosfos basically takes up is the Gemara concludes, it's a machlokas which two cups. So the Gemara concludes, so therefore you do it on all four. But the problem is, why do you do it on all I'm sorry, I'm thinking about, I'm doing the round. Now Tosfos. So Tosfos wants to know. Again, I'm sorry. So the Gemara says so you do it on all four. So Tosfos wants to know, let's say you forget to do it on one of the cups, then what happens? Then do you have to go back? By matzah, it seems open that you do have to go back. Question is, what about if you forget in the four cups? Because really, the whole thing is it's a chumrah. It's saying, since we don't know, you have to do it on all four. So if you forget one, do you have to go back? And then it says, and even if you say you do, the question is, what about if you forget the third cup? Because halacha is between the third and fourth cup, you're not allowed to drink. So now the saying is, if you do the third cup and then you forgot, so you go back, you're going to be drinking. So even if you say normally you do go back, maybe you'll say here you don't go back. Right, it seems so, something like that. So I like to define that, those. And if we had time, I don't think that we will, but then we could do the Ron about why we don't say Zdor on the Kula here. Suffik Dor on the Kula. I could say, saying is, you only do two, or do zero, or something like that. It's not clear what exactly it's saying, but it's like here all of a sudden you're being Machmer. Since we don't know, do both. But that's not the normal rule that we do in Dravanans.
It's like zero.